Investment analysts who watch the massive hospital industry based in Nashville say the ups and downs of the Affordable Care Act are waning. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports they gave their annual presentation to members of the Nashville Healthcare Council this week.
Hospitals were some of the biggest beneficiaries of the so-called individual mandate for everyone to get health insurance. They effectively got a load of new paying customers. But even with the Trump administration effectively ending the coverage requirement, A.J. Rice says he doesn't expect big changes. The Credit Suisse managing director has been watching the Obamacare exchanges, where people buy their own insurance, mostly with the help from the government. The numbers haven't changed much, even though the penalty for not buying insurance is gone.
So that tells me that the only people that are buying on the exchanges largely are people that are fully subsidized or that know they have serious chronic conditions. And so I think we're at an equilibrium as long as the administration doesn't do something further to undermine it.
When looking at particular sectors of the healthcare industry, Nashville's specialty, which is hospitals, has become less lucrative than segments like medical devices or insurance. Fewer patients are being admitted to hospitals, and that's a key indicator. But Josh Raskin of Nephron Research says things may be just returning to the pre-Affordable Care Act pace, which isn't great news, but also isn't as dire as some industry watchers are saying. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.